Then some other nuances here. There's a lot of interest in prolonging the off-treatment interval with 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. This is a patient of mine, cycle 1, testosterone PSA recovery within about 6 months. This is on finasteride, and the PSA recovery is slowed pretty dramatically. And if you use PSA recovery as a trigger for retreatment, the off-treatment interval is prolonged substantially. Mark Schultz, who's in Los Angeles, reported this retrospective study of 101 patients, non-metastatic intermittent therapy compared to 60 on finasteride, 40 on no finasteride, and 31 months versus 15 months off-treatment interval. So it clearly prolongs the off-treatment interval. It allows you to reduce the amount of androgen deprivation therapy that these patients get very substantially, reduce side effects. So in addition to the Portuguese trial that I mentioned, there's the SWOG trial in D2, the intergroup, they're both intergroup trials led by SWOG, this one led by NCIC. This now has closed with 1,365 patients for PSA progression above 3 after radiation or radiation plus surgery, surgery plus radiation. The event rate in this study is half of what was anticipated. These patients are not dying fast enough for the study to report in the time frame that we anticipated. Thanks.
Thanks, Laurie. What do we know, Laurie, about the effects of finasteride on the PSA and whether or not that is just the PSA or whether it's actually affecting the tumor?
That's a good question. Well, I think the data we have is it caused a roughly a 50% reduction in PSA in patients who have BPH. And presumably it's roughly the same in prostate cancer, although that's a supposition. And I think we don't know the answer. Maybe someone here does, but whether it's affecting...
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Dave?
We did a study with finasteride years ago for rising PSAs. Andriel and I did a couple hundred patients, but it was with 10 milligrams. And it blunted the rise of PSA for about 12 months, and then it took off. And then generally the theory is that it doesn't have much effect on established prostate cancer, although the Evidart folks believe that because of the dual inhibition, and they're doing a study with people with low-risk prostate cancer to see if the DART, what is
Redeem.
It called? Redeem.
Redeem.
Jerry?
I thought there's no histologic evidence of an adverse effect, and there's no evidence of apoptosis from those drugs in prostate cancer cells.
There is with dutasteride.
So what's your conclusion, Jerry?
My conclusion, it's treating PSA. What I asked Laurie is, of the patients you showed in that data, how many of the patients have their prostate in place versus not? I mean, I think it's no question it's doing something to PSA, and maybe there's a benefit psychologically and from side effects by delaying the time till you go back on hormone therapy. But this idea that's being unfortunately circulated that it has an anti-cancer effect, I don't think has any foundation.
Well, but how?
Yes.
Well, we've got the PCPT data that shows us something is happening to prostate cancer.
Well, that preventing cancer is not the same thing as treating established disease. I don't think that's a fair jump.